From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. After weeks of fierce fighting, Iraqi security forces have broken through to reach the center of the city of Fallujah. Coalition airstrikes continue to pound Islamic State targets, hitting two tactical units and destroying six heavy machine guns. Iraqi special forces took over what had been an Islamic State command center. Iraq's Prime Minister Haider al-Abadi announced on state television that Fallujah had returned home to Iraq. He said that troops tightened their control over the city and there are still some pockets that need to be cleaned out within the coming hours. He also spoke directly to Islamic State fighters, telling them that their leaders had abandoned them and had broken promises to them. Meanwhile, at least seven people were killed in Syria by renewed Syrian government airstrikes on the city of Aleppo. The activist local coordination committee said the seven were killed around the city's Khatriji neighborhood. Britain's Syrian Observatory for Human Rights put the death toll at nine. The Syrian Air Force has been waging a fierce bombing campaign on Aleppo's eastern section, which is under rebel control. The rebels have attacked the western half of the city, which is under government control, with rockets and mortars. Meanwhile, U.S. Secretary of Defense Ash Carter slammed Russia for bombing U.S.-backed opposition forces in southern Syria, calling the actions problematic. Carter said the fighters hit by Russia's airstrikes were fighting against the Islamic State militant group. He said the Russians either intentionally attacked the rebels or fired on the rebels by accident because of what he called poor quality intelligence. This is VOA News.